Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off with, he's the head of Combat Speed, LLC. I don't know exactly where he's at, though, because he's been out there teaching afar. Joining us again is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How you doing?
Are you in Michigan? I'm good. Are you still in Michigan, or where are you at?
Actually, no, man. I'm back in Florida. Got in 1:30 this morning. No big deal.
Right. So
everything went really well. Everybody was very pleased, and of course, you know, I met my two primary goals, which is nobody got hurt, and everybody had an enjoyable experience.
So, I was following this. You've got quite a few people that were wanting to take this class that I follow or I'm friends with on Facebook, like Christy Bass, for example.
Right.
How was this received amongst the students?
Pretty much the way it went across the board was day one, everybody was pretty spun out. They really had to kind of relax a little bit and, you know, realize that even though you may be a big fish in a little pond, there are bigger ponds. You know what I mean?
Right.
And day two, everybody shifted gears extremely well. And then day three, everybody was pretty much able to dial in and, you know, turn it on, you know, put everything together. Even
right.
though, I mean, you know, you can't make tremendous performance gains in a three-day time frame, but you can certainly improve, you know what I mean?
Right.
And every individual improved quite a bit. It was enjoyable to see.
That sounds like that was a very interesting class. I had Steve on the show yesterday, and, you know. It would be quite something to see you and he on the same range at the same time. That would be
right.
Quite. That would be everybody there on that yard. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say everybody on that range was having a really good day. If I was on that range, I'd be having a really good day to be working with the two of you at the same time. That would be
We had a good time. It was really good to see Steve. I hadn't seen him in quite some time. And, you know, everything just fell into place. And it was a lot of fun. We really did have a lot of fun doing that. It was a lot of very serious work, but that doesn't mean you can't have fun while you're doing it.
Right. Well, this past weekend, I went to something that I was a long time coming. But I mean, going to it was a. I was in the martial arts back in the 70s. Huh? No,
right.
No. I was in the martial arts in the 70s, and then we moved away. And I tried to stay in it, but it's a little bit like going, you know, the instructor I had originally has so much staying power, he still teaches today. And
awesome.
He still got his students that he had from 40-some-odd years ago. We all got together this past weekend at his school.
Outstanding.
So, yep. I decided, after getting around them and realizing what I had missed being around those fellas and everything else. I have decided to pick that back up.
Excellent.
And I went and I signed up at a school that's affiliated with my instructor. My instructor is 2 hours away. I cannot work out at his his school on a regular basis enough to get where I got to get. But I'm going to finish it out and get his black belt versus everything else that I've done up to this point.
Very good, man. Very good.
I think this will also... Now, the good thing about this is that the instructor that I've signed up with is also a gun guy. So I think this is going to be beneficial to the way I shoot. What do you think? Do you think that working on balance and shifting weight and all this other stuff and all these other things?
Oh,
you think?
Absolutely. Your your baseline abilities, your mental abilities to sequence attacks, your ability to multitask, what level of mental discipline do you enjoy? Physical coordination. Yes, absolutely. It all has a direct influence on your ability to perform well.
We're going to see how it goes. We are definitely going to see how it goes. When you come down here, I may have to take... His facility is crazy good. He's older than you and I are, right? The instructor?
Right.
But his son is ranked 7th in some weight class in the world with UFC.
Right.
So he's got some credentials that are
right. Very cool.
I think worthy of anybody's attention. But that's the thing. But today, what I want to talk about as we go along, in addition to the class, because I want to hear about the class, but I also want to talk about the things you can do, the things you have done to try to augment range time, to actually make range time better. Do you do things with your eyes? Do you lift? I mean, you still got the guns on. You got the guns between the shoulder and the elbow. Even with the bad shoulder, I was looking at a picture of you the other day with that eagle, and I was like, oh, well, that bicep's not bad to be on a bad shoulder connected to that chest that way. So,
well, pretty. Basically what I do is I look at it as along the lines of kind of like a transfer of technology, right?
Right.
What I realized, I don't know when, it's all a blur, but there are so many, I realized that really in order to be an accomplished shooter, there are things that I needed to know how to do and be good at that had absolutely nothing to do with shooting at all. And you can look at that from a standard baseline of your mental and physical abilities. How well coordinated are you? Then there's, from a mental standpoint, how mentally agile are you? How well can you process information? How much time, when you ultimately make a decision about anything, really, how long did it take you to come to that decision? And how much time lag or time transpires between the decision and the action? You with me?
I am.
Now, what I speak to in respect to mental and physical synchronization is striving to minimize that time lag or that downtime between the decision and the action to the extent that the decision is the action. You follow me?
I do. Hang on right there, if you will. I want to hear the rest of this description. I need to know this. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. You can find him at combatspeed.com. Look at him on Instagram, sdave_Harrington. Go look at the pictures of the eagles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, this class you just taught, the Cadre class, is this a class that you will be repeating?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I had explained to the crew prior to the event that this was going to be a live fire hot wash of the program. And day one, I was having to do quite a bit of mental gymnastics myself, because it became readily evident that, see, the one thing as far as, you know, practicing and rehearsing for a gig, it's easy to go through the material, know the material, and, you know, have worked out your timelines for the presentation and explanation or demonstration of an exercise if that's necessary. But the one thing you can never anticipate, and you kind of have to ballpark by experience, is student involvement. You follow me?
I do.
So day one, based on the way I had it structured, was day one was strictly classroom, lecture, dry fire, no firework, and trying to get people in line. Of course, you know, everybody felt like they were being fed with a fire hose, and that's okay. I'm not going to change that aspect of the way I do business. And I'll tell you why. In the past, you know, it's been my experience where I've had guys, you know, I've asked guys, or we'll be talking about, you know, training development, or, you know, working up developing a new program or something. And I've had people actually say, well, I don't get into that because, you know, this is an entry-level gig. So I don't get into that because they're not ready for that yet. Well, that's all fine and good, but my challenge point is, who am I to make the determination in respect to how much you can or cannot learn within a given time frame? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you what you need to know and understand. Now, whether you can do it or not right now isn't the point. But if you don't know how to improve or what is going to be required of you, how are you ever going to be able to improve? You know, the crew will be deciphering things for quite a while. And it may take some people to, you know, have to experience something, and then they'll be going, oh, wow, that's what S. Dave was talking about, and I get it now. Yeah, that's going to take place, you know, over the next couple, 3 months.
Were most of these people that were taking the class, were they already considered to be instructors? Were they in a position to be instructors? They have a job as an instructor? Well, are they certified by the NRA to be instructors?
The majority of them, yes, were all working as firearms instructor in one capacity or another. However, there was one cat, Andrew, when the host called me like quite some time before the gig and asked if this dude could plug into the program. He had, up until this point in time, had never participated in any kind of actual organized training, but had, you know, applied himself, basically, you know, brought himself up to speed. And I spoke to him on the phone at length to get a read on, you know, where he was at. I allowed him to participate. And even though he did have, you know, he stumbled quite a bit initially, but even he was able to come around, and he really, I don't know how to describe it, man. He's not the same dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
He kind of went through the S-Day vortex. Came out the other side a little more switched on.
Well, I could see where that would happen. I fully expect that to happen with me. when that time comes. Although every time I tell somebody about that, it's turning into, hey, can I come too? Hey, can I work with you too? And I don't know. I have to talk to Super Dave about that. I don't think so. I think it's because he wants to just teach me because I'm so cool. But
they're talking about piggybacking on your gig?
Yeah.
Oh, no, your gig's private gig. Not happening.
So, anyway. Anyhow.
I can't be hard on you if there's other people present. You know what I mean?
No witnesses. I get it. Exactly. Hey, I understand. I understand exactly. I was an NCO in the U.S. Army as well. I get it. I understand it. We're going to give people some bad ideas about our time.
Nah. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. So, was there anybody out there that was... what kind of guns were everybody carrying? Just regular guns with just iron sights or... anything special, anything fancy?
There was quite a few dot drivers. Actually, that's a good question, man. Now that you mention it, I did at one point realize that what people were shooting, the crew,
right,
was about as varied as I've ever seen it, ever. You had VP9s, you had the SIG, you had the CZ, PT10, C. There was only maybe two Glocks, a 19 and a 17. Springfield XD, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of it. I thought it was one of those new Shadows, you know, the
Shadow System.
Yeah, the Shadow Systems.
One of the R's, DR, MR, XR.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm telling you, when you come up here, I'm going to let you shoot the XR920. It's in your configuration. It's exactly the way you like it.
Okay,
it'll be interesting to see you shoot that. Coming up on the next break, Super Dave. You can follow him at Dave Harrington on Facebook or Super Dave Harrington on Facebook, regular and commercial page. You can also follow him on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington, and he is the host of Trigger Time TV. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News. It keeps costing more to fill up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to see their family? Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market, where 10 people lost their lives. The president and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. UFOs mark the main topic on Capitol Hill Tuesday, where U.S. leaders discussed them for the first time in more than 50 years. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave from Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Prior to your injuries and your various operations that you've had to correct things that have happened to you over the course of time, what did you do to see? One of the problems I've been having that I'm hoping this new experience is going to work with is I was having a lot of trouble just maintaining posture on the range. You know, the heat would start to get to me, then my back would begin to spasm, and the muscles in my back would start to spasm. A whole bunch of little things would be happening all at once, and I could try to hydrate and all these other things, but I'm hoping that this will help me a little bit with that. I've also started, I'm back on the bike, so I'm pedaling about, right now I'm not quite doing 10 miles a day, but I'm pedaling. And what in the past, what have you done now that we're older? Can we do the same things we used to do to rehabilitate, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely, man. As long as you have the discipline to, you know, take into consideration, and which is the hardest thing that I'm going through now, presently, is the simple fact that, you know, I've realized that I know I've been hard on my body, but it's not on purpose, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just because the things that I enjoy doing, you know, there's that risk. There's the inherent risk of injury.
Right.
And I've just, you know, been an adrenaline junkie all my life, and I've enjoyed doing adrenaline junkie stuff. So, you know, ultimately I've been paying the price for it in respect to surgeries and recoveries. And you just kind of have to get it in. You know, I've had to get it in my head. I'm fixing to be 62. I'm not 40 anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the hard one.
I don't know that at 62 or our age, well, you know, there's the mileage factor to take into effect, but I don't think that we're so far over the hill yet that we cannot adapt.
Oh, no, not at all.
To certain things.
The thing about it is as soon as I'm healed up from my shoulder surgery upcoming, which I had to postpone until June 2nd.
Right.
I'm looking forward to. I have been doing those things that I can do, but I'm looking forward to being well enough to exercise and work out like I have been able to in the past. It's just going to have to be tempered with, time and taking it easy without tearing myself up.
Right.
I got to make sure I'm healthy enough.
That's always a trick, though, right? That's always the trick, being able to gauge how to go not too far.
Exactly. What is moderation?
Yeah. So now as like I have decided to switch for strength training.
Right.
I've decided to go from weights. To, I guess they're called power bands, you know, the rubber band, the big, and I've decided to do that simply because it's smoother and nothing's going to come down and jerk joints weights do. Weights are very, especially all those pressing movements with the upper body. If you do not maintain control, well, like with your shoulder, you're finding that out now over the course of time. So just keep on trying to adapt. I see lots of guys.
One of the best exercises that you can do.
Yeah.
If you want to really increase your cardio and your physical agility and work on your timing at the same time, jumping rope is huge. That would be my go-to. If I could not do anything, I would like to be well enough where I can get back to doing rope work like I used to.
Right.
That would be awesome. And I would be completely satisfied with it.
Yeah, running is really bad, isn't it? Skipping rope. Skipping rope is actually, I think, better for you cardiovascularly anyway than running.
Right. And it's certainly not as hard on you.
Yeah, everybody out there right now listening to us is going, that's because you guys can't run. Well, that may be very well true.
Well, that's okay. I've probably run more miles than they could ever imagine in a lifetime.
Yeah, I don't. I tried to figure out how many runs I went on and multiplied it. And I think in my short, nearly 7-year military career, I think I ran 7,500 miles.
Right. Well, I think it's safe to say that I've run and been under a rucksack enough to have both knees replaced.
Yeah.
So, that's quite a few miles.
If you wanted to run with those knees, would you be able to?
Yes, I would, but I have no interest in doing it.
I get it. I totally get it. The running thing just said it. For me, if I'm going to do an exercise, it's got to be interesting. I know that sounds stupid.
Right.
But there's got to be something working in my brain to go, okay, like skipping rope, you've got to maintain a rhythm. When you're skipping rope.
Right. Timing's everything on that, Yep.
So when you're talking about skipping rope, are you skipping rope the way boxers do? Pop, 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 that kind of thing?
Well, I used to fight. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Back in another life, in my early life, when I was in the Navy, I used to participate in the smokers.
Oh.
And when I lived in Guam.
Yeah.
In 1982, I lived in Guam. And I was like the de facto light heavyweight champ on Guam in 1982.
Right.
Fighting out of the Agana Boxing Club. And having come in, having returned to the States in late 82, I got into Taekwondo with a specific goal of acquiring the kicking skills to get into the ring as a kickboxer, and I did that for quite a while.
At what weight class?
Light heavy, 178.
Wow, that would be scary to see. If you were fast, that would have been scary to see.
Exist.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
That would be scary to see you at that size moving fast. That would be sort of a scary... Whenever a big guy that can move fast is scary.
Right. Yeah. But I've had, you know, as far as... You know, I understand exactly what you mean about using the bands instead of free weight. Because on at the high end of the scale during my brief fighting career, I used Nautilus machines. Remember Nautilus?
Oh, yes, I remember Nautilus well.
All the weight, the cam gear. But it's just, I don't know, there's so many things that you can be good at that have nothing to do with shooting.
Right.
But the transfer of technology to apply what skills you learned from something else to shooting, are you switched on enough to do that?
Yeah.
The thing about it is...
Well, hang on right there about switched on. Coming up on the last break. Talking to Super Dave Herring. Talking, and when we get back, I'll explain to you what a boxing smoker is, because I know some of you have never heard that phrase, but we'll tell you what that is when we get back. Follow Super Dave at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to smokybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. And I am speaking and have been speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. As you were looking at some of these guns that you saw people running.
Right.
Did any of them intrigue you? Did any of them interest you? Does that kind of thing flit across your mind when you're training?
No.
No?
I'm kind of not a gun snob. If it's a quality pistol that's mechanically reliable and offers an acceptable level of accuracy, you know,
right,
in line with its quality, I'm okay with it. The this was not a come and learn how to shoot program. This was a you better know how to shoot before you get here program.
Right.
Because once we got to the first thing we did from a live fire perspective is I cycled everybody through five individual evaluation exercises. Now, each exercise was scaled. It consisted, the flow consisted of a strict marksmanship exercise, combat firing, strict marksmanship, combat firing, strict marksmanship. And it worked out extremely well. Now, I did not grade, well, actually, just for the benefit of you know, it being a development program, we worked the exercises both grading on a curve, you know, like a scoring system, or pass-fail.
Right.
So it worked out really well.
Right.
But the thing, as far as getting into the minutia of, you know, what to do and how to do it with this specific pistol, no, totally bypassed that one.
Right.
As far as working, it really doesn't matter. There's four things you have to do, okay? Your grip is, and I don't care if it's two hands on the gun or one hand on the gun, be it the right or the left, does not matter. You've got to stabilize the firearm with a target. So therefore, your grip, whether it's a control grip or a firing grip, you have to maintain positive control of the pistol. you have to provide a solid base because the recoils, the pistol is recoil operated. You have to provide a steady base in support of aiming. And above all else, your grip or where you place your hands on the pistol should not interfere with the function or the controls of the pistol. That's it. Those four things.
Right.
And that's all I look for. Now, if you're running this gun or that gun or, you know, another gun over there, that's okay. If I'm going to evaluate what you're doing from a marksmanship standpoint, those are the four things I'm concerned about as far as your grip is concerned. Got me?
I got you.
The other issue is, the primary issue is what I hope to do, what I always hope to do, regardless of what it is I'm doing, you know, as far as topics-wise, I encourage freedom of thought and freedom of action, but it's all in a positive light, because if you understand freedom of thought and freedom of action as it applies, you through experience, you will come to understand that freedom from thought allows for freedom of action.
Right.
You know, it's just like I stated earlier about, you know, your mental agility. You know, how much time transpires between the decision and the action, when in fact you should always strive to get to the point where the decision is the action. That's the benefit.
When you try to explain, and I think I've asked you, I'm going to have asked you this question last week, but when you try to explain the whole freedom of mind concept to someone,
right.
Where do most get that in that class you just taught, where you were teaching instructors?
Yes, they understand that. Yes, okay. I do cover that in quite a bit of detail.
Yeah, that's not the easy. Hey, that's not the easiest of all concepts to take in sometimes. Let's you said something about being you did the smokers when you were in the Navy for those who don't know what we're talking about. Back in the day, the military, they understand that a bunch of young men are taught how to take out million-dollar equipment with $1,000 equipment, probably needed some way to blow off steam and everything, and they came up with things like organization days and these other things. Then they came up with a boxing smoker. And I think this was the same way across all the services, because somebody that wanted to be a boxer would be allowed to box in the boxing smoker. They had to train and do all their other stuff on their own time. They were not allowed any special time to train to be a boxer at the boxing smoker. But then everybody would turn up for the boxing smoker, and that would be a wild ride when you got a bunch of kids that are arguably already in very good shape, getting in better shape and getting in the ring with a bunch of gloves on and wailing on each other. Pretty rabid, isn't it? Those were good times.
You described that extremely well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of the, and it was amazing. The level of expertise. I saw some of the Army. Did you follow that up when you were in the Army? Did you take part in any smokers in the Army?
I broke contact on that when I stopped practicing the martial arts. I want to say it was probably shortly after I went into the Air Force.
Right. Is the Marine Corps the only service you haven't served in?
Well, I started, I haven't been in the Marines, but
okay.
I did 4 years in the Navy, got out, did 2 years in the Air Force Reserve as a security specialist. Then I negotiated an inter-service transfer from the Air Force to the Army and went, you know, infantry, airborne, ranger, special forces, all the action guy stuff. So, and the reason being, if I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, I'm going to do something else.
Right.
Period. And, of course, my father thought I was flat out crazy going into the Army infantry
from the Air Force.
26 years old. He's like, you're 26, man. You're going to be an infantryman? I'm like, Roger that. You're crazy. Because people just don't generally do that. But yeah, I already had it in my head what I wanted to do, what I wanted to accomplish. You know, and that was the earn my Green Beret.
Well, I mean, most 26-year-old men in the Army have already done their time in the infantry, and they're not. Some of them may still be in the patrol wedge as, you know, a patrol leader or something, but they're E5, E6.
Right.
Combat arms is where the rank comes. I mean, that's you know, right. That's why that is that way. But, I you know, yeah, 26 is sort of an advanced age to start in all that stuff. But and how old were you when you got out?
43.
Wow.
I retired at 43 with 23-year service.
Gotcha. And the rest, as I say, is
It was over before I knew it.
Yeah, I know. The military. I look back at the military now quite fondly. I try to keep in touch with everybody that I possibly can find. Some of them are still around. Some of them want to talk. Some of them don't. I don't. You know, the ones that don't, I just move on. We're about to run out of time. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Much appreciated.
You betcha. It's always a good time hanging out with Super Dave. And find him at combatspeed.com. You can find him as Super Dave or Dave Harrington. Super Dave Harrington, Dave Harrington on Facebook, SDave_Harrington on Instagram, and on YouTube as Super Dave Harrington. Coming up next, hour two is inbound. Well, it's just going to be me ranting for a little bit. I hope you don't mind that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.